mind. At night, when the nurses are gone, I whisper it to myself, as though it were a catechism learned as a child, as if the repetition will help me to remember, will stop me from forgetting. For I must never forget, I remind myself. There is a knock at the door, and a young red-haired girl enters the room, a tray of food held between her hands. Her arms are covered, I notice, with freckles, so heavily that the tiny brown flecks overwhelm the pale skin underneath. I wonder whether she has ever tried to count them. Looking down, I find a name scrawled across a piece of paper on the nightstand next to my bed, and the name nags at me, for although it is not my own, it feels important, as if it is something that I should try and remember. I let my mind relax. It is a technique I have found useful, trying hard not to think, while secretly thinking as hard as I can. Nothing happens. Ready for breakfast? I look up, confused to find a strange girl with dark red hair standing just in front of me. She cannot be any more than 30, so there can only be a handful of years between us. Redheads are bad luck, I think. Don't they say to avoid redheads when preparing for a sea voyage? And I think I'll most likely be at sea soon, to Tangier. I feel anxious now, eager to have